I imagine that's done in turning around. That front wheel would a high, big wheel would be too long a space to turn around in. Have a lower front wheel so he could turn quicker, shorter space. And then you'd have in that hub, you put a boxing in that hub and put spokes in that hub. The end of those spokes, you'd have fellers. Sometimes it's about two spokes to a feller. They sort of up in blocks like that.
Well, the feller would be on a block.
That's right.
And then another one.
That's right.
And then
until you fill that wheel, make it round. And then you'd put a tie on that steel tie to keep them in place and tight. That wheel would have a little cup in them, like a dish, like a saucer or a plate, a little that way, so we could keep that tie tight down and keep them plumb all the time. And when it did get shackly, I've carried them up there several times. Oh, wheels get shackly and dry, standing out of the weather and rattling and doing. You're getting ready if you let it stay out of the way too long. Why, one spoke would have too much load to carry, three or four of them old spokes shackled, throw it all on one, you have a wheel to break down. So keep that out of whack, just keep that tie tightened up. Mm-hmm. When it did wear, so you take out spokes and put in new spokes.
How did you keep the wheel on the wagon without squeaking?
The squeaking?
Yeah.
Greasing. You have to put grease on it.
Uh-huh. I see. And
you hear folk dragging, you can hear them squeaking a quarter of a mile or half a mile. They say it'd be begging for grease.
I see. What kind of grease did you use?
Well, most of them use what they call an axle grease, a kind of a stiff grease.
Mm-hmm.
And some folks just use stiff oil.
I see.
If I had to choose now, since I used to wagon the right smart, I believe cheap oil is better. But it gets real cold weather, that old stiff grease get down, you hit some of the wheel, knock it out directly, you done spashed it all out the side, this thing. That oil, it don't knock it up. I believe I'd prefer a stiff oil. This old axle grease is kind of like a mortar made up, and when you hit it, it spanks out.
I see. Did you ever hear anybody use tallow?
Tallow?
Yes, for...
but that's better grease.
Somebody told me that when
you... Well, tallow, we used to use quite a bit of it. I used to keep it all the time till a few years ago. Well, they cook it down and keep it.
Mm-hmm.
It's in its place in the house for most anything you can get, tallow.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know when I've seen it or not. I'm thinking about some this winter.
When you, first got an automobile, would you tell me a little bit about that? How about the tires in the automobile when you first bought one? When did you first get your automobile?
Oh, I didn't get one. I haven't used. I ain't never wasted much on automobiles. I ain't never owned but five in my life. I don't think five or six.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. One, two, three.